1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
If you want to stay in touch with this show, let me tell you the best way to do it now, because we finally, I bellyached about it on Friday. I bitched, I moaned, I cried, I wept, I shouted at the stars, I staggered into the desert and beat my fists bloody against the stones of time, and finally, we have our website up. PhilHendryShow.com is the best place to stay up on this show. To find out about all the audio, we got archives, 2-week archive, 5-day archives, we've got audio drops, we've got more sound on our site than I think any individual site anywhere, except for the guys that are bootlegging our crap and posting it all over the place like Napster. Other than that, we got The Lost Mission is our latest. This is an old 1997 show where Mavis comes on and talks about a lost California mission, which is actually now an Outlet mall. We also have our Phil Polls America section. We have our Who's Phil section. Tell you a little bit about me. It's got an entire bio with my picture. Stuff that I've done. Things that I've seen. Our Sound Bits section. Featured flashbacks. Different shows. Different hours that we've done. We're also, as I say, going to have a archive section that you can listen to. We have show news. Face for Radio. Not for long. And we'll tell you the entire story about our television pilot that a TV pilot we were involved with, and some nice things that were said about us by members of the Hollywood television establishment. So maybe we'll have our kisser on a TV show sometime soon. I don't know. Never can tell. Maybe not. Maybe they're just blowing smoke. But I don't think so. We have an affiliate list. By the way, I fought long and hard against an affiliate list because I found it to be unnecessary, superfluous somehow. Where are all the stations where you can hear Phil Hendry? Give us a list. Why? Well, in case we're traveling into these cities, see, I want to do a site for the average radio listener. And as much as I love you guys, I don't think you're normal or average when you're looking up, you know, radio stations where to hear me or any other show for that. I don't think that's a normal listener. Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. That's how strongly I feel about it. Maybe I don't like it, and maybe I do. See how I take a position? Anyway, we have a list of all of these stations that you can hear us on. And then we have a section called Get This, where you can order our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2000 CD. As a matter of fact, you can order all 4 of the CDs we've done since 1997. And all of that money goes to my friend's place. So you see, this is a marvelous thing, philhendryshow.com. Our great new webmaster, Bill Kiesling, who is a very heavy drinker, and yet he gets everything on this site in a timely manner. We want to thank him for that. Click on many of our ad banners that we have on the site. 3 Cheers for Homosexuality is a tremendous place where you can visit and see different opinions. Here's a nice section. Exclusive behind-the-scene footage of Scooby-Doo. You can click and watch to see what happened there. We go over to this one here. You can make $50 to $100 an hour as a Canadian transvestite. Click on that and see. Although I don't think you can click on that. I don't think you can click on any of this crap. But it's kind of interesting. Then go over here to the affiliate page, 3 Cheers for Homosexuality. I already did that. Let's go over here to Show News. Let's go over here now to Sound Bites, and you'll see Let's Hear It for Crime. 3 Cheers for Crime. And finally, when you go to our homepage, you'll see an interesting ad banner there that says, We heartily endorse communism. So I think this is a tremendous website. PhilHendryShow.com, by the way, is a proud member of the Federation of Planets. And all of the other wonderful things, you can listen live, you can contact us, we have a members section. Terrific stuff. Good job. It's all on the PhilHendryShow.com, PhilHendryShow.com website, available now to all of you guys listening to the show. And I think it's about time. And I say that with the greatest of respect and love in my heart for Keith Rowland, who kept our site going, who worked so hard technically to keep all of our audio going, keep our 5-day archives going. He kept the site updated. But we did want to have something different in terms of the look of the site, the artistic look of the site, and we've got it. And I'm very, very happy and very proud to direct you to philhenryshow.com. So check it out. Send us your email comments. We will quickly throw them into the we'll read them and be really interested in what you have to say. Okay? 1-800-449-8686. In a moment, when we return, the Phil Henry Show is going to look a little bit deeper into cloning for stem cell research. Should we clone fetuses so that we might use the stem cell tissue for research? We're going to have a very interesting young man on the air who believes that we should and believes that he would be a prime candidate for that, along with a select few other people. That's coming up next on The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Henry.
Let me talk here with Chris Norton. Chris, I have you on the line? Okay, I don't know where he is. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay. You're offering your cells to be cloned because you're healthy, because in your opinion, if a select few of people offered their cells for cloning, then stem cell research could be done. Is that correct?
What we're offering, basically, Mr. Renders, I'm offering myself to be cloned because I am very healthy, as you mentioned. I think I'm a prime specimen. I have not been sick that much. I'm very handsome. I've had pretty good physical health. I'm in good shape because if they want to clone fetuses, I would think they want them to be as healthy as is possible.
And you think you're a prime donor of cellular contribution to clone a cell off of you? To clone a fetus off of you for stem cell research?
I believe so. Yes, sir. I mean, I think it would be stupid to clone fetuses what are not the best possible physical specimen because they're looking for stem cells that are healthy. So I think it's...
Now, you realize that cloning is illegal.
I realize that, yeah.
And you're saying that you're only interested in cloning for stem cell research.
That's right.
So do you know what that means?
I know that it means that they would clone off a fetus.
Right. They clone off of you, create a fetus, a small fetus, and then they use the stem cell or they use the tissue of that fetus for the research they're doing that eventually, I suppose, many people believe would be a boon to medical science.
Well, I think it'd be, as I said, stupid to clone a fetus or not the best, because of that, the best possible physical specimen, because they're looking for stem cells that are healthy. So I think it's time really for all men that are good looking and are physically good to donate cells to clone fetus that we can use to make cripples walk or make, you know, Alzheimer's people think straight again.
Now, okay, in your press release here, if I could, Chris, that was sent over by Lance Germain, he's your manager?
Yes, sir.
You have a list of what you call specimens of men that would work well as cell donors to begin the cloning of fetuses for research.
Oh, yes, I did. It's a partial list. You got to understand not everyone is going to make the cut, and that gets a lot of people angry because they don't want to be used to make a fetus clone.
But the list includes whom?
Well, the list is of Tom Cruise, John F. Kennedy Jr.
Now, he is deceased.
Yeah, but I think they can exhume the coffin and get some DNA that's still good because a lot of women consider him to be, you know, very sexy and attractive. Other fetus clone people would be Luke Perry.
Why Luke Perry? I mean,
well, I don't think you can deny that Luke Perry is very handsome.
What about women?
You may not want to use that many women because they are physically weaker than men, but I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. But for women, I would use China from WWF, Jennifer Lopez, Sarah Jessica Parker's body. I mean, if they could leave out the face.
I don't think, first of all, you can clone just the body. I think when you clone someone...
Well, that's what I've been told, but... what I'm basically saying...
I mean, these are candidates for stem cell cloning, correct? In other words, clones off of these people that you're talking, including yourself, that the clone would be used for stem cell research.
Yes, I understand that people don't want to clone fetuses on account they are people and people are against fetuses.
Well, they're against using them as donors for stem cells.
Right, right. But we are proposing that they only clone fetuses from a select few of us, such as myself and the people mentioned, so that you can get stem cells.
All right, let's cut to it. Cloning a fetus means you're creating a person, and a person, many people feel, using that for research is wrong because you're using a human being. Even though it is a fetus, a very small fetus, using that is wrong for research. You're using humans for research. You're using them as guinea pigs. It is immoral. You understand that?
I do understand, Mr. Henry.
What do you respond to people who say that?
I say that in our case, if you're cloning off of me, or you're cloning off of China, or cloning off of Tom Cruise, or whoever you clone off of, that's my clone. And as such, I can give permission. I can sign the permissions to let you do it. If you make a fetus out of me, I'll give your permission for you to kill it if you have to. I mean, I don't want to kill it, but it is my clone.
And well, you can't give permission. Some people think you're taking a life.
No, the clone is me. And so I have the right over the clone. The clone's got to do what I tell it. I mean, the clone, I know it's not going to do what I tell it to do because it's just a fetus, but theoretically it has to do what I tell it to do.
But it is only a fetus. And some people think it's a human being.
It's a fetus, and it can't take orders. But if it could, it would obey me if I told it to die for stem cell research. Okay.
You're saying there's some proprietary rights you have over your own clone.
If you think about it, Mr. Henry, the clone fetus is who?
It's a life form.
But it's me. I've cloned. Or I've let someone clone me, so it's okay. I give you permission to make a clone or to make a bunch of fetuses from me in order to make, I mean, whatever, Christopher Reeve walk again or make, you know, Ronald Reagan know that it's him that he's looking at on late night TV. I mean, think about that. President Reagan could see one of his old movies and know that
he's watching one of his old movies.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying that if a select group of people and only that group of people allow themselves to be cloned because of their seeming health and beauty for stem cell research, they have the right to say what to do with those clones.
That's right, because speaking just for me, if you let my, for instance, if you clone me, and you let my clone grow up, I am very good looking. There'd be some serious competition with it at the Rusty Pelican. And I mean, I don't know about you, and I'm just trying to be funny now if I could.
I just want to be clear. If you had a clone and it grew up to be 18, there'd be competition. You'd be competing with it at the bar?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm very good looking.
All right, so you guys would be picking up the same chick?
Well, I realize it sounds crazy.
Yes, it sounds crazy. Okay,
but that's just it. I'm just saying you can use my clone for stem cell research because I got to tell you something. I mean, if my clone grew up and we, you know, say picked up chicks at the bar, I don't think there's anything worse, and I'm sure you'd agree, than, you know, finding out that you just got sloppy seconds off your own clone.
And oh, my God.
Well,
hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Christopher Norton. He is he believes that he is a good enough human specimen for doctors to clone, you know, create a clone of him to use for stem cell research. He wouldn't mind. Now, this is an interesting point of view, not one that I subscribe to, by the way. He believes that if a fetus, even a cloned fetus, is a human, he believes that the person that it was cloned off of has some kind of proprietary right over that clone, that he can tell that clone what to do, or that he can dispose of it as he sees fit. He is proposing that he be a clone donor, that he be cloned, in other words, and it's okay to use his clone in stem cell research. 1-800-449-8686. You also mentioned, Mr. Norton, that you have or would like to see Luke Perry. Who else?
Well, what we're proposing is that China from...
She's from WWF.
Yes, sir.
Why her?
She's very fit. She's very strong. She's extremely... I mean, she's extremely good-looking, and she's also very fit.
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker's body. Luke Perry...
You can't just clone someone's body. I hope you're aware of that.
Okay, that's the thing. That's what we were looking... We're trying to determine that.
And I think it's a little insulting to Ms. Parker to say that you just want to...
Well, I don't mean to insult her or anything. I'm just... Okay.
Well, just clone all of Sarah Jessica Parker and...
Yes, sir. Okay, and Luke Perry.
And Luke Perry.
Yes, sir.
Who else?
Jennifer Lopez, John F. Kennedy Jr., and Tom Cruise.
Okay, those are the people that you want to clone?
Well, and also, I mean, we were talking about Sarah Jessica Parker's body with Jennifer Aniston's head, but...
I mean, the way you're talking here, Chris...
Yes, sir.
You're talking like a guy that doesn't know anything about the science of cloning. You understand that?
We're trying to educate ourselves as much as we can. But what we're saying is this, that if a select group of us, myself, Tom Cruise, and the people that I mentioned, allow ourselves to be cloned, then we also would allow those clones to be used for stem cell research.
And like I said, you therefore believe that you have proprietary rights over that fetus that would be used for stem cell research, even if it was a clone, because it's your clone.
Yes, I do, sir. And I think the time has come for somebody to step out front and say it. I think that clones... I believe that a clone of a person has to do what that person says. And I know a fetus doesn't even know, you know, that it's alive, but I think it would have to...
Well, I'm going to ask you a question now, and I want you to think very carefully. Let's say we cloned you, and let's say your clone grew up to be a young boy, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you have the right to tell that little boy to go out and kill somebody or steal or anything like that?
I don't think you can have it do nothing illegal. No, sir.
So you can't order your clone to go out and steal?
No, sir.
But you'd have the right to kill it?
Well...
See, you're not thinking about this stuff. See what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, yeah, I do believe I'd have the right to tell it to die... It's only a fetus, see, that's the thing.
No, I understand with you. I'm not even disagreeing with you that a fetus is not really a human being. But I'm just asking, when you said that you had the right over your clone, if we cloned you, and you have some problem with the fact that if your clone grew up to be 18, you'd be competing with it for chicks at a bar.
Because I am very good looking. And
okay, you're very good looking and women think you're attractive?
Yes, sir, they do.
Okay. Your clone grows up, now it looks just like you, and it's in a bar.
Well, but I mean, it might not dress as good as me or whatever. I mean, you don't know what your clone's going to do. I mean, because
it's a separate person.
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. But let's say the clone grows up and now is in a bar, and you're competing with it, and you used a very crude term, which I would appreciate you not repeating. You said something about you don't want to get blankety-blank off your own clone.
Sloppy seconds.
Okay, see, I didn't want you to say that. So what are you? You're picking up chicks with your clone in a bar. You're bringing them home. The clone goes first?
That's the worst-case scenario. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that the worst-case scenario for me...
Mr. Renner, I'm not trying to get you angry. I'm trying to...
No, just hear me out. Here's the worst-case scenario for me. Me and my clone...
Mr. Henry, what we're trying to do is help society...
No, hold on for a minute. The worst-case scenario is this. Me and my clone go to a bar one night. We pick up babes and bring them back to my apartment, and the clone goes first.
With both of them?
Yeah, with both of them, okay.
And then maybe they come out of the bedroom and they don't want to sleep with you.
That's a hell of a deal, isn't it? They'll sleep with my clone, but not me. Are you hearing what you're saying here?
What I'm saying is stem cell research is people don't want to do it because they think maybe they're killing a kid. But I'm saying this is the way to do stem cell research. Make a clone off of me. I don't care. And you can use that over and over. You can make as many baby fetus clones as you want. You'd use the baby clones as much as you want.
Because you gave us permission.
Because, yeah, there's a few people. And I'm saying that Congress can do that. Just use me, Tom Cruise, whatever.
Tom Cruise, John F. Kennedy Jr., who's dead, by the way, which you think we could still get some DNA.
Yes, sir.
China from WWF, Sarah Jessica Parker, Luke Perry, and Jennifer Lopez, and you, Chris Norton.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Should we take a break here? Take a break and we'll go to your calls. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Henry, I don't believe you can tell me what to do with my clone. If you cloned off of me, you can't tell me what to do with that clone.
Well, if we're only cloning some six or seven people, the ones you mentioned, your thinking is it's only six or seven clones, or just six or seven people who should have that decision?
That is absolutely correct. If you're only cloning off of me, Luke Perry, Jennifer Lopez, Tom Cruise, and the other people I talked about, that's our right to say what we do with our clone. That's all I'm saying.
Well, but I told you and I asked you about a clone. You can order your clone to go out and commit murder?
I don't think you could order your clone to do that, no.
But you can order your clone to die for stem cell research.
Yes, sir, I do, because at that point, it don't even know what it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Nikki, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Who is this complete moron?
Hey, you know something? You be quiet and let me talk. Hey, first of all,
no.
I've got ideas
no.
about things.
Excuse
what?
Me.
What's your solution?
Excuse me.
What's your solution?
No, I don't have a solution. I say to you that you're going to pick.
Yeah, you don't have no solution
people?
Because I come up with solutions for
what
our society.
What are you, a Nazi, and you want all the blonde-haired, blue-eyed
no.
people in this world to pick all the Jennifer
no.
Lopez's and everything?
No. What,
and
oh,
you're
yeah.
so
oh,
good
I see.
Looking?
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer Lopez is blonde
give
and blue-eyed.
Break.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is blonde. Yeah, yeah, right. I think
no,
you might want
to double
check
her
picture.
You want to pick a species
what?
that you want to bring into this world?
What?
The self-stim research
hey.
Is for people who have problems. If they
right.
have, if they need the eyes, or they need to see your things
need...
about Ronald Reagan seeing again and things like that,
and
how you can tell
know...
your clone.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
No,
what
you're
I'm in
saying...
love with yourself,
no.
not the help of other people.
Well, here's the thing that I'm talking about. They need to have healthy clones to use the stem cell research fetuses.
Oh, and so you're Mr. America, Mr. Healthy, right?
I happen to be very good looking. I also
who's
have
here?
Been. I've been a model, and also
so
I've been in several adult films. So that
oh wow!
Your,
oh, so we want some porno
well, what,
man out there in our stem cell
well,
research, right?
Okay, but check this out.
So,
okay,
yeah,
maybe
like
you're not
care.
Into porn. Maybe you're not into porn, but you know that. Huh?
I don't really care. So oh, we're supposed to have our America
gotta,
have. Good-looking and in porno films, right?
I'm saying that the stem cells that you want got to be the best that there has ever been.
Yeah, I think
and
you need
I'm
to do a
healthy.
Little bit more research
oh, okay.
on what you're talking
well,
about
I
before
you what?
Open your mouth.
Why don't we?
Maybe you're good-looking until you open your mouth.
Let me ask a question. Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
Okay. You say that you want us to clone Sarah Jessica Parker. Why her? Just that? I'm sure she's a very attractive girl, but why her?
Because I told you she's got a very good body.
Oh, geez.
Well, I'm sorry if you don't exactly qualify for stem cell research cloning, if you know what I
you
mean.
You don't even
Nikki.
Know what I look like, so you don't know if I
what?
Qualify or not.
What?
But I think you should be, yes, A, healthy, but B, not all these people that you're picking out, the pretty people.
Well, let's go down the list here.
Yeah, well.
China from WWF, why her?
Think about it. China from WWF, have you ever seen her?
Of course I have.
Okay. She's ripped. She's good looking. Okay, Jennifer Lopez. Are you telling me she's not got the sweetest?
It doesn't matter.
Sweetest
that
bottom area.
Research people. Do, if you would shut up for a minute, people could actually talk to
hey,
you.
You're the one that's rude.
And try to
they,
get some
one
brains
thing they should.
You.
One person they shouldn't clone is you. Only they'd have clones that are
oh.
rude.
Oh,
rude
yeah,
and
right.
inconsiderate
I'm so
clones.
Rude. I am not rude, and I'm also a mother of two. I would do anything to help my children.
Okay.
But I wouldn't want your little, whatever you want
oh.
to call them, your little stealth sims, into somebody because you're so good-looking.
Oh, so
and
in other words,
so
if your kid was dying from from a jungle disease or something, you wouldn't even take my stem cells because you don't like me? That's how selfish you are. Some
no,
mother
I'm not
you
selfish.
Are. Yeah.
Whatsoever.
You'd let
you're
your kid die
moron,
from jungle
and
fever.
And you don't need to be talking about the pretty people. That's the only people we should stem cell research.
Well, you are focusing in on good-looking people. What about intelligent people?
Well, you don't need their brains, man. What you need is the bodies of these people, okay? If you wanted brains, why don't you just use Stephen Hawking's stem cells, man? I don't think you want that. I mean, he's a brilliant man, but the guy sits, he can't even move without a straw. or he breathes into a straw, or whatever he does, I don't know. But
Stephen Hawking is suffering from, I believe, Lou Gehrig's disease, but he is a brilliant man. You're absolutely right. Maybe these stem cells would have brilliant minds. I don't know how this crap works, okay?
That's just it. Nobody do. I do, and this woman here, you need a strong back, and I'll tell you, lots of women have told me I have a strong back, okay? Nikki, yeah, okay, laugh about it.
No, because you just think you are so it and so godlike that you're so perfect.
Yeah, what has this got to do, you're talking about, and what was this thing about how your clone and you would be competing for women in the bar?
We would, man. I mean, I'm telling it like it is, I'm being very honest about it. I'm very sexy, and a lot of women have told me.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of women have told me about how sexy I am.
Why don't you get on the subject of your bod, get on the subject of the science of this, the purpose of this stem cell research, not because you're trying to sell yourself over the air.
No, I'm saying that I believe they should use me, yes, because I'm good-looking, because of the stem cells are healthy.
If you're such a good-looking guy, then why aren't you a Tom Cruise or a,
Right now, I am thinking I want to move into producing my own adult films. When they clone me, we could hang out at a Rusty Pelican and pick up twins. Okay, that's how bitchin' it would be.
That's your goal in life?
What?
To hang out at Rusty Pelican and pick up twins?
Hey, I could be like 49. My clone would be like 21. We'd be fighting for the same babes as the original me did.
But that's your goal in life.
Yeah, what are we talking about you and your clone picking up chicks for? We're talking about you and the cloned tissue from you being used as step.
No, I'm just saying, what if my clone, Nikki, if your clone ever met my clone, your clone's clothes would be off in 30 seconds or less.
What has this got to do with what we're talking about?
A complete moron.
No,
I'm
not.
Sorry.
What do you mean, her clones?
You may be good looking on the outside, but the inside, you're thinking with a different brain.
No, I'm just saying your clone would dude up for my clone.
Good, great. Your clone, get the two clones together. We're talking about.
Thank you.
All right, Nikki, thank you for your call. What do you mean her clone had nude up for yours?
If I had my clone.
Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Kim?
Hello, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim, you're on the air.
I just think that this guy is a complete moron. I don't think he has any clue what he's talking about. He's talking about his clone picking up chicks in the bar when we're talking about stem cell research.
Mr. Henry, want to know...
two completely different things.
No, Mr. Henry, want to know why my clone would be good, why they should make clones off of me.
Okay. It's not a clone. What we're talking about here is a zygote that they would be using to benefit others. It's not you. It's a zygote.
What's a zygote?
A zygote is when an egg and a sperm meet. We all learned that in eighth grade health.
No, they're talking about clone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zygotes are clones.
Well, there ain't
clones
no sperm
in their pure form are zygotes. We all start out as zygotes.
There's no sperm and cell. Egg, or what did she say?
She's saying that a zygote is like two cells, right?
Yeah.
Basically a two-cell...
But it's still a clone.
The ones they're talking about using, yes, it would be a clone.
And it'd be my clone, that's what I'm saying.
Well, okay, it'd be two...
I don't think that you understand what...
No, but do you remember in the movie Austin Powers when he had Mini-Me? If I couldn't get a full-size clone,
okay,
a mini clone could work.
Okay, for a second here,
yeah?
That's Hollywood. Hollywood has nothing to do with the scientific world.
No, but I'm saying if I couldn't get a full-size one.
Forget about whether you had a full-size clone.
It doesn't matter.
Freaking weirdo.
We aren't talking about cloning you so that you can have a buddy to go pick up chicks at a bar.
I would give them permission.
We're talking about cloning you to benefit others. Like you said before, wouldn't it be cool if Ronald Reagan
could know
that he was watching his own film? Okay.
Right.
To me,
that's right.
These are human lives.
Uh-huh.
I don't...
Yeah?
Personally, I don't believe that we should use them for any other purpose than human life.
Right. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't think you
should
make your clone grow up.
All right, let's be clear. You don't want your clone growing up and competing in bars with you.
No, sir. I just want... did a clone just... That sounds like a clone yelled. Hello?
Hello. It was some guy in the parking lot. He must have been listening. I don't know.
Oh, dude. don't clone you.
Look, at
you know
the whole thing about being cloned.
I really could give a crap if they cloned me or not.
No,
I
him.
Would
the
never
dude,
allow
the dude in the,
them.
The dude in the parking lot that's barking like a dog.
I would,
all right,
I would
this
never
has gone too goofy.
Allow myself
to be cloned. Okay.
Okay.
But I would want myself to be cloned to give your clone an opportunity to meet Michael.
Okay, that's
okay,
great. Yeah,
okay.
We'll have a clone pickup society.
Can I tell you something? Can we stop talking about picking each other up in a bar?
I'm not picking you up. I said my clone's picking up your clone. I'm said
there's
my clone.
There's something that's a lot more important
man,
than
don't
hitting
chick,
on me in a bar.
Why don't you listen to me, baby? I'm not talking about that. I mean my clone hitting on your clone.
You're nuts, dude.
Who's this?
The host of the show. That's who this is.
Oh, I thought you were there.
He's out of his mind.
Far gone.
All right,
I can't even talk to you.
My clone would go into a bar.
Don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you're goofed out, babe.
I would give them permission to use the clone.
Yeah, forget. Shut up.
Hey, you know,
I
don't care.
I lost
both of my parents to cancer-related illness.
What if you cloned them?
I would never clone
my
parents. That is
I'm going to tell you something right now. I like you, but you've said some things that are personal. I would never let my clone associate with your clone.
I got it with your clone,
you
man. You're never going to have your clone.
I'm so done
you idiot.
With you. All right? Done with you and your clone. We're talking
about
a cell.
But I'm talking about
talking
how
about
personal you
We're
were.
Talking about a cell.
I'm talking about how personal you got. You expect even clones can meet. And share something.
Okay, no.
Forget it. Both you guys are flipping me out. My clone, your clone. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Thank you, Chris, for that piece of information. If you want more information, you can call 555-555-555-CLONE. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Got a flashback from yesterday's show coming up, and I was just checking out our website, and we have a Phil Hendry Polls America section, and there will be a different question there hopefully every day if I can think of one, and we'll post it. And today's question is, do you think Planet of the Apes is racist? And you can vote at philhendryshow.com, and then there's also an area where you can view all of the comments. And it didn't take long for somebody to begin complaining about the fact that we do have plans to make our site, at least portions of our site, subscription-based. In one of the comments, more erudite, it says, making this site subscription, S-U-P-S-R, well, forget it, sucks ass. Thank you for that comment. We're going to have to do some serious editing. We're going to have to clean. I'm going to tell you something right now. This is not going to be a dumping ground for your profane, crass, cracker cracks. This baby's going to be clean. I want this thing so clean, the Virgin Mary would be proud to go in and check it out herself. I want it so clean, the Virgin Mary herself would be proud to take a look at all of the comments and even venture a post herself. So, give it up. It ain't going to be somewhere where people just begin to unload all of their stupid, ignorant comments. Unlike the very intelligent question, do you think Planet of the Apes is racist? And by the way, there was one guy that posted and said, you ought to make this thing so that you can only vote one time. I just voted 90 times. Well, so exactly where do you work? What bucket shop? How slow are sales today? Click, 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 click. I'm going to vote right now. Do you think Planet of the Apes is racist? Of course it isn't. I'm going to vote why? No, I don't. And by the way, that's winning 57% to 43%. No, of course Planet of the Apes is not racist. It was a trick question, you fools. Tomorrow's question, do you think we could just clone Sarah Jessica Parker's body and not her head? That'll be tomorrow on philhendryshow.com. Check it out. It's a great website. Don't forget, you can also pick up our Best of the Year 2000 CD, and you can order that by calling 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-PHIL. You can go online at philhenryshow.com and order a Best of the Year 2000 CD. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. By the way, because there was a question pertaining to this on the website today, do we have to go? I guess we have to go. Okay, well, I'll answer the question tomorrow.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Let's all agree that Steven Spielberg is a sick, twisted guy.
Okay.
What makes these two, what makes you, David, and you, Margaret, think that Spielberg is going to come after me, you know, rip the heart out of my chest while it's still beating because I've criticized him?
You don't get to that height of power without a very, very big ego and a very big belief in yourself. And when someone comes along, especially you, you're a talk show host on the radio, Phil. I love you. I love your program, but it's about as low as it gets. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, radio is the low rung on the pole, sure.
All right. And Mr. Spielberg has to sit out there in traffic right now and listen to you criticize.
Because he's sitting out in traffic. He's probably thinking of his next movie that he's going to write, whether it's good or bad. Phil Henry can still say, hey, your movie sucked.
We'll find out
at the box office. But he's not going to come after Phil Henry.
And Tony,
that's
what about
pissing
you?
Me off. That y'all keep saying, he's going to come after you. Don't say this. Don't say that.
Well, what about you, Tony? Do you think you can sit out there and criticize Mr. Spielberg?
I don't think Tony's criticized Spielberg. I think he said he enjoyed his movies. I don't think he...
But he's backing you up. So by extension, he's criticizing Mr. Spielberg. Are you willing to take that chance, Tony?
I'm willing to take that chance. And know that Spielberg's not going to come through my room
with a machete or try
to shoot me out on the street or shoot Mr. Henry. How do you know he's not going to come after you, huh? How about you, the film critic?
We're backing him up. Why would he want to kill someone that has supported him? I've written positively about every one of his...
Are you people serious with this conversation we're having that Steven Spielberg is going to kill you?
And by the way, it's Mr. Spielberg. I don't know...
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't know where either one of you get off with this Spielberg thing.
What are you talking about?
You know,
yeah,
Tony,
what are you talking about?
I'm saying when you mention Mr. Spielberg's name, you say Mr.
Well, wait a minute. We can't even say...
You heard what I said.
All right. Mr. Spielberg, okay.
Look, in The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones has to go through a bunch of booby traps to get the Grail. How do we know that Steven Spielberg doesn't have a real booby trap maze in his backyard waiting for you? Or you, Tony. And you take one of those... what do they call those, bamboo spikes? You take that one up your ass. You will not long forget that.
No, but how do you know he's not going to come after you? How do you know? What about you? You could have a spike up your ass right now. Maybe you fell in Spielberg's
trap. Well, guess
trap.
What? Guess what? It's
no,
not
you're pissing me off because you keep saying, oh, Spielberg's going to come after
you.
Will Henry. He might come after. He's not
you
coming after nobody.
You watch your step, Tony, when you talk about Mr. Spielberg.
Look, Steven Spielberg...
Well, let me bring up something that both of you guys have forgotten. You ever heard of a movie called Twilight Zone?
Now, wait just a minute.
No. You know that movie, Tony?
Yeah, I know the movie.
You know
What's
what happened?
Your point?
You know what happened on that movie, don't you?
Yeah, get to the point.
Vic Morrow lost his head.
Now, what are you saying now? You saying that Steven Spielberg did that?
An actor, his head was rolling down the street when they finally caught up to it.
And Spielberg did that on purpose, I guess.
I don't know what Vic Morrow was asking.